Yesterday, we talked about digging deep in the quiet seasons. Today, we face the moment none of us can avoid, when the storm hits. The thing about a brewing storm is how quickly the sky changes and how the ensuing flash floods can turn dry riverbeds into brown, roaring torrents. Jesus' audience at the Sermon on the Mount was well-versed in houses being ripped from their foundations during flash floods. When he said, "The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house," he was painting a vivid, relatable picture. Here's an often overlooked detail. The storm hits both houses. Neither the wise nor the foolish builder escapes the destructive effects of the rain. The fact of the matter is that faithful Christians do get cancer, lose their jobs, face infertility, grieve their children, endure injustice, and even wrestle with depression. That, by the way, turns the so-called prosperity gospel on its head. Jesus, in his own words, said storms will come, and when they do, they'll reveal what you are really standing on all along. Condemning false prophets, God refers to a flimsy wall in Ezekiel 13 verse 8 to 16 that was neatly plastered and looked safe until a violent storm exposed the truth. In the same way, a crisis reveals whether our peace rests in Christ or in our bank balance, and whether our joy is anchored in his love or in other people's applause. Maybe you're in a storm right now. A medical report, school fees you can't pay, a marriage on the rocks, or disillusionment from unanswered prayers. Suddenly, yesterday's digging deep matters. Habitual obedience, incessant prayer, unseen choices to trust and forgive. These are some of the foundations that will keep your life from collapsing when everything shakes. Do me a favor. Write down one storm you're facing and one specific promise or command from Jesus you will cling to during this moment. Share both with a trusted believer and ask them to pray with you this week. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you never promised me a storm-free life, but you did promise to be my rock. And so, in this storm, strengthen everything in me that is truly built on you, and gently expose what is not. Guard my heart from bitterness and unbelief, and by your Spirit, use this trial, this storm, to drive my roots deeper into your love and your word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.